Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we discuss about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the work being done by some female Zimbabwean entrepreneurs to help empower others in their communities at home. But first, the Republican majority, U.S. House of Representatives, narrowly voted Wednesday to authorize a formal impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Joe Biden, a step forward in the investigation into any involvement by the president in his son's business dealings. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, the White House denies any wrongdoing.
A vote to formalize the impeachment investigation into U.S. President Joe Biden passed the Republican majority U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday by a vote of 221 to 212.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
Republicans said the vote marked an important step forward in their months-long investigation into Biden's involvement in his son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings.
This is a story as old as the hills. You got a politician who does certain things. Those actions then benefit his family financially, and then there's an effort to conceal it.
Wednesday's action gives Republicans more authority to obtain documents and evidence for the investigation.
It's very clear the White House has been obstructing our investigation. I think the message sent today is very loud and clear. We expect them to comply.
But the White House said it has already complied with House Republicans' requests.
They've gotten 100,000 pages of documents. They've interviewed witnesses for 40 hours. And those documents and those witnesses, things that they asked for, have actually refuted their false allegations over and over and over and over again, instead of doing the work of the American people.
Hunter Biden refused a House Republican order to testify behind closed doors Wednesday, saying he would testify in public and that he never benefited from his father's political connections.
In the depths of my addiction, I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest that is grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless. There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business.
A Morning Consult poll conducted this month shows 44% of Americans are in favor of an impeachment inquiry, while 40% are against it. House Democrats said the vote was politically motivated ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
The majority will do everything in their power to ensure that Donald Trump gets reelected, and we all know that he is driving all of this process.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson may be reluctant to move forward with a full House floor vote impeaching Biden. Republicans only narrowly control the chamber going into an election year, and an impeachment would pose a political risk for some Republicans in divided districts. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And in Zimbabwe, 9 new members of parliament were today sworn into parliament following by-elections that were held on Saturday. Lawmakers from the opposition CCC were ejected out of parliament by police after a scuffle in the house when they protested about the swearing-in of Mavuku Tafara lawmaker Scott Sakupanya of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Meanwhile, CCC spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi issued a statement today saying that members of parliament from his party will continue to do their parliamentary duties as they were voted by the people to represent them in parliament. Mukwananzi spoke to journalists in Harare yesterday, shedding light on his party's position on various issues. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yesterday we met as the Citizens National Assembly on an extraordinary basis and came up with the following positions and resolutions. The CNA met to deliberate on the political and economic developments in the country and noted the deepening political crisis that threatens the very fabric of our country. The assembly noted the spiral in economic decay in the country. The cost of living continues to increase beyond the reach of the majority. The value of the currency continues to deteriorate against the US dollar and other currencies within the multi-currency basket to the detriment of the people's buying power. The cholera outbreak remains the biggest health scare with no tangible solutions from the illegitimate government of the day. The human rights situation is continuing to deteriorate with cases of abduction, harassment, torture, and forced disappearances increasing. A case in point is the reported case of the abduction and torture of student representatives at Chinoy University, Valentine Zico, during their campaigns. The persecution by prosecution of our MP for Mavuku, Honorable Kufa Akuziri, abuse of state institutions. The Assembly further noted the unrelenting onslaught on the will of the people of Zimbabwe by the ZANU-PF regime and the continued abuse of state institutions such as Parliament, Zimbabwe Election Commission, in subverting the electoral processes. The Assembly resolved to demand that government must stop wasteful expenditure, including unlawful by-elections, and redirect resources to the pressing needs of the citizens, in particular the dilapidated healthcare system. The Assembly resolved not to recognize the unlawful conduct and outcome of the December 9 by-elections and directed the appropriate bureaus to seek the setting aside of the challenge. The CNA reiterates that Mr. Chamanu is not a member or the Secretary General of the party, as the party has no such position, and resolved to bar him from using the party symbol, the brand, the logo, and any other property of the party. The Assembly resolved to further consult with the citizens on the party's continued participation in parliament and local authorities. The Assembly adopted a political program and a roadmap to legitimacy.
That there was CCC spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi in Harare. Tomorrow, Studio 7 will be looking at the state of opposition politics in Zimbabwe without rose-tinted glasses. Yes, we will be looking at this issue with no rose-tinted glasses. So please join us here on Live Talk, addressing journalists in Harare. CCC lawyer Agency Gumbo gave a status update on his party's cases that are still before the courts.
Champion Mukwananzi, I must first start by reiterating that the position that we have taken as a party is that we shall not abandon our legal processes or our legal actions in a quest to resolve the ongoing issues around capture of the people's will, around restoring democratic tenets in this country. We believe in the courts as institutions of the Constitution. Many may ask, why do you continue to go to courts when you get, or you continue to get adverse rulings and adverse findings against the party? Courts are creatures of the Constitution. And as a party, we believe in constitutionalism. We do reserve our right, however, to disagree with some of the findings that the courts may arrive at. We do reserve our rights to make comments where we believe and where we think that there is an overarching effect of the executive in the judiciary. We do reserve our rights to continuously state our position in regards to the findings that the courts continue to make. Just as a quick update on the court matters that we have had, you would know, firstly, that there is a judgment which was granted on an interim basis by Justice Chitapi, which judgment has the effect of stopping Mr. Sengezo Chabangu from writing to the Speaker of Parliament, writing to the Minister of Local Government, or effecting any recourse against members of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And this relief is on an interim basis pending the determination of a case which seeks to deal with the question of his legitimacy, the question of his authority to represent the CCC. So that judgment is extant, and that judgment, we believe, will be upheld by whosoever is affected by it. We have, as a party, taken issue with certain decisions that have been made by our High Court, particularly a judgment which was handed down by Justice Mutebezi, which judgment focused on the initial recalls, the challenged by our honourable members who were illegally and fraudulently recalled, which judgment essentially sought to say that Mr. Senyezo Chabangu can act on behalf of the party, or sought to say that the actions by Mr. Chabangu were above board. But again, what we have said is that is a judgment that was made in error, and we have taken that matter up on appeal, and that appeal is pending before the Supreme Court. And until the determination of that appeal, I must end the debate. The noting of the appeal suspends the operation of any finding and any ruling and any judgment which would have been made by the lower court.
That was CCC lawyer Agency Gumbo in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're discussing about some business projects that Zimbabwean women are embarking on to help empower other women and also improve the communities they live in. To discuss this issue, we're joined via Skype by Sipho Gumbo of Yangu Beauty, and we also have Comfort Dondo of Pumulani, and we will also be having Sesu Mubaya of Chiedza Sesu Foundation. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
I'll start off with you, Ms. Gumbo, on Skype. What prompted you to start your beauty line? We understand that you have a beauty line that you've started here in the United States. Tell us a little about that.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I started Yangu Beauty because I have very sensitive skin. And when I tried a lot of products out here, I was reacting to them. So I hearkened back to when I was growing up in rural Zimbabwe. I grew up in Lower Gweru. So my grandmother used to show us different plants, different oils. So I thought maybe let me start using those oils to create a product line.
So at the moment, where are you marketing these products?
I'm marketing here in the United States. We've actually been accepted in Neiman Marcus, and we also sell on Amazon and on our website, yangubeauty.com.
And where do you source some of these indigenous plants that you're talking about?
As I mentioned, I had to go back to Zimbabwe and find oils like baobab oil, marula oil, mafura butter. Those are some of the oils. We use many more in the product line. So we get them mostly from Zimbabwe and South Africa.
Thank you very much. And I'll switch over to you, Comfort Dondo. You are here in Minneapolis, but you have been working with a lot of women and also empowering some women. Tell us a little bit about some of the work that you are doing.
Thank you so much for having us. Yes, so Based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence, is a not-for-profit organization with a social enterprise aspect. And we've been doing some work both in Minneapolis nationally, and now we are doing some work in Zambia and also in the Gambia. Our work is around understanding that for gender-based violence to be over, women have to be sustainable. And so the social enterprise component has to do with actually giving women who are survivors of gender-based violence the tools that they need to be financially independent and sustainable so that they no longer have to feel they need to stay because of economics.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you are working in other countries besides the United States. Are you also working in Zimbabwe? And we know that this is just after the 16 days of gender-based violence activism, but we are seeing women going out there to say there should be life beyond that campaign. What do you say?
I completely agree. I believe that the 16 days should go up to the 365 days. Recently, we were discussing with some partners on the ground regarding the escalated rate of violence in Zimbabwe. Just to give a few examples, we've had the loss of a child due to homicide that was gender-based violence fueled. We've also had several stories of women being killed in domestic abuse situations. I believe these are all fueled by stressors. And so as part of our 2024 strategic plan, we're looking to empowering more and more of our support system on the ground in Zimbabwe. At the present moment, we only have partners, but we are really hoping to actually open an office site in Zimbabwe so we can continue to spread the prevention of violence against women and girls.
Thank you so much. Coming back to the world of beauty, Maigumbo, Mombo Tuza, kuti chii chakaita kuti mufunge kuti mutange bhizimusi renyu imo muno muAmerica?
Bazvita ndakanga ndanetsekana nekuwana maproducts anoshanda ndaireacta zvikuru pane maproducts andaitenga saka ndakangofungawo zvataiita ndichikura mbuya vachindiratidza kuti ndikashandisa mafuta akaita sei nemiti yakasiyana-siyana yataita mbanai.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can respond in Ndebele to just say, how are your products being received here in the United States? Are you mainly targeting Zimbabweans? Who is your target market?
And the products are received very well, especially in the African-American community here. So that's where we sell mostly.
Mm-hmm. And your name, how did that come up? The name of your company?
The name of my company, Yango, of course, you know it means mine in Shona. And in Kiswahili, it means the same thing. However, one of the plants, that one of the oils is Yango oil. It's also Cape Chestnut. I have Xhosa ancestry, actually, so the Cape Chestnut tree is where the Yango oil is from. So it's a double play on the My Beauty as well as on the Yango oil itself.
Thank you there. We are now crossing over to Canada, where we have Sesu Mubaya, who's also just started her own foundation called Sesu Mubaya of Chiedza. Sorry, Chiedza Sesu Foundation. Welcome to the program, Sesu.
Thank you, Margaret, for having me.
Yes, sir, you have just started your own foundation. What would this foundation be doing? How are you going to be assisting the people in Zimbabwe?
Okay, yeah, marvelous. My mother lost her sight at the age of 85. That's what motivated me behind all this, realizing the challenges that she faced back home in Zimbabwe. And then I thought about it like, okay, my mother has got somebody that is outside of Zimbabwe and she can have a better life. How about those that do not have anyone that can assist them? These challenges, I managed to meet a young man by the name of John Morodama Wafa, who is also blind as well. And talking to him, realizing the challenges, me and him decided to start this foundation, Chiesa et Sesu.
So how...
Chiesa et Sesu is there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Chiesa et Sesu is there to advocate for people living with impaired vision. And now we have incorporated people that are living with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. So how exactly, what's the synergy that you will have between Canada and Zimbabwe?
Can I get your question again?
How will you be working with the people in Zimbabwe who you're helping, who you're hoping to help?
Okay, Marvelous. Chiesa et Sesu is a foundation that is based in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. We currently have an office at Murrumbidgee, and I have people that are working on the ground. Within the board of Chiesa, it's only Sesu, myself, that is able-bodied. Everyone is living with a challenge. So John Munodawafa is visual impairment. We have Tari Rosenda, who has physical disabilities. And we also have Mr. Noble Shibanda, who also has physical disabilities and using a wheelchair. So these are the people that are on the ground. They go out and do outreach work. We've already started, and already we have about 175 people that have registered with us. And we are going to be launching Chiesa on December 30 at Mutongerwa Hotel, and we are going to be gifting about 4 of our members with wheelchairs. And we have... people living with vision impairment that we are going to gift as well with canes. And we also do have people living with physical challenges that we are going to gift with crutches.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much there. We were hearing from Sesu Mubaya speaking about her foundation. Coming back to you, Ms. Gumbo, we are now in the festive season. We're looking at Christmas. Do you have any programs that you're doing in Zimbabwe? Are you working with any women in Zimbabwe?
Actually, one thing that I've done in the last 20 years is, and I also founded a nonprofit organization called MONU. Mm-hmm. What MONU does is it supports children orphaned by AIDS. So for the last 20 years, we've been sending these children to school, anyway from first grade to university. And we recently have had 2 graduates from the University of Zimbabwe. So we've done the work in many rural areas from Mutare to Victoria Falls. That's where we've been helping in that area of education.
And are you targeting any particular sex? Is it just girls or boys, or how do you, select who you actually assist?
For us, the selection really has been children that are about or have left school due to lack of school fees. Those are the kids that we actually say to the headmasters, if this child has, there isn't any funding for them, then we take them over and we support them.
So if there is a child out there who's listening and they're in that predicament that they cannot go back to school, how do they contact you?
We have our coordinators on the ground. Mm-hmm. So most of the times they can go to monoinc.com, fill out a form, and then we coordinate with our coordinators on the ground. We have people in Harare, we have people in Victoria Falls, we have people in Bulawayo, and we have people in Mutare.
Thank you so much. And I'll come to you, Ms. Dondo. You're hearing there about some of the work that the women on this panel are talking about doing back home in Zimbabwe. How are you interacting with the women back home in Zimbabwe under your own organization?
Thank you. First of all, it gives me great hope to be here in sisterhood with sisters who are doing work on the ground. I want to pay homage to all of them. As far as Pumulani is concerned, 2023, our strategic plan included the tagline that says, overfish, give them the tools and skills of how to fish. So sustainability has been a key factor In the last years, we had given, you know, things like food hampers over Christmas. We had given, you know, tangible things, practical things that are for the moment. But this year, we are actually doing more of investing in long-term skill set. So one example is connecting young women in our program with fellowships and scholarship opportunities. We've also been connecting women with mentors, and we hope to continue with that post the festive seasons. I'm really excited to learning more about the other work that's being done. But again, we are doing more sustainability and less of, you know, giving folks things that that are not as sustainable, but long term. Thank you.
And also, before you leave, Ms. Dondo, you had the opportunity to assist a lady who had faced gender-based violence to come here to the United States and get treatment. Tell us a little bit about her progress and what's been going on.
Thank you so much. In fact, as we speak, today is my birthday, and she's been contacting me, asking me when I'm going to bring cake to her. She's
happy
been
making birthday.
You know, as long as Sister Primrose has been here, she's had over 6 surgeries so far. She is now, you know, independent in that part of her eye was blind, and so her vision was really, really weak. And the last year, she worked hard through one of our partners called Blind Inc., and now she can navigate downtown Minneapolis by herself, which I'm very proud. And I'm also happy to announce that we've had some partners and well-wishers who are now also supporting her sons, who are now in a great school in Zimbabwe. So she has some well-wishers paying tuition for her sons. At the same time, she now has her own private residency. So she's living independently, and I'm very proud. In fact, this coming December, we have a few more assessments and a few more surgeries lined up. Mm-hmm. So we have a long ways to go, but she's making progress. Thank you.
And before you go, where can people contact you if they want to hear more about what your organization is doing?
So I'm found on social media, you know, Comfort Dondo. That's my name. And then we're also at www.pumulani.org.
Thank you so much. And over to you, Ms. Mubaya, your last word on how people can contact your foundation and see whether they can assist or not.
We have a Facebook page, Chieza Esesu Foundation, mm-hmm. and we also on Instagram. We are also on YouTube, and we have a website, www.chiezafoundation.org, and we have a WhatsApp number, 867-765-8984. And I'm going to say to my fellow Zimbabweans, this initiative is not for Sesu alone, it's for everyone. Let us come together, and our motto is together we can.
Thank you so much. And to round off our discussion today, we'll come to you, Ms. Gumbo, to just give us your last word.
Well, thank you again, and Merry Christmas. Again, we can be found at yangobeauty.com. And if you want to learn more about Munu, you go to munuinc.org. Thank you.
Maybe before we let you go, on your product, what's the range? What exactly are you selling?
Okay. We have a full range. Mm-hmm. So we have 2 cleansers, one for dry skin and one for oily skin. And we also have a good oil-based makeup remover. And we have moisturizers, a nice day cream, and a night cream. We have an eye cream that helps with dark spots or dark circles around your eye. Mm-hmm. And we have an even-tone serum.
Thank you so much, wonderful ladies. I hope that we can catch up again. And happy birthday to you, Ms. Comfort Dondo. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.